I'm Rona Tarrant. Pope Francis is meeting Muslim leaders in Abu Dhabi today as he becomes the first pontiff to visit the Arabian Peninsula. Yesterday, the Pope was greeted by Abu Dhabi's Crown Prince and the Grand Imam of Egypt's Al-Azhar Mosque. The Pope is also celebrating an outdoor mass for some 120,000 Catholics. The Pope has said the trip, which concludes tomorrow, is an opportunity to write a new page in the history of relations between religions. The Pope's visit to the United Arab Emirates came hours after he issued a strong condemnation of the war in Yemen, where his host has a leading military role. Shortly before departing, Pope Francis said he was following the humanitarian crisis in Yemen with great concern and urged all sides to implement a peace deal and help deliver aid. The UAE plays a leading role in the Saudi-led coalition battling the Iran-aligned Houthi group in the nearly four-year war. Arlington Bishop Michael Burbage has said Virginia Governor Ralph Northam should do what's best to restore the trust and confidence of people in leaders after a racist photo from the governor's 1984 medical school yearbook emerged. Bishop Burbage also criticised Northam for his comments around and support for a new abortion bill that would roll back requirements for the procedure. Northam has resisted calls to resign, initially apologising for the yearbook photo and later denying that he was in it. The US says it's sending aid to Venezuela following a request from Juan Guaido, the opposition leader who has declared himself interim president. Guaido's move last month was backed by the US, but Venezuela's president Nicolas Maduro has accused him of mounting a coup and retains major international allies. Saturday saw thousands take to the streets in the capital Caracas for protests in support of both Maduro and Guaido. Three US bishops have written to the sponsors of the Child Welfare Provider Inclusion Act, which would bar states from taking action against an adoption or foster care provider for offering its services in a way that would not violate its religious or moral beliefs. The bishops say people who want to place their children for adoption ought to be able to choose an agency that shares their religious beliefs and moral convictions, and the Act respects this parental choice. An earlier version of the bill, introduced in 2017, never got out of committee in the Senate. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit dailycatholicnews.org.